This is supposed to be the glum session. This is supposed to be the session, the penultimate session, where we shiver your timbers with fears and terrors of what may lie ahead. But I really want to say that I think Labour has to try quite hard to lose the next election. If the Tories couldn't win in 2010 against a most profoundly unpopular Prime Minister in the aftermath of the greatest crash, when things really couldn't have been any worse, with a leader who seemed immensely appealing at the time and who was willing to pretend absolutely anything. Just remember, you know, he was hugging hoodies, loving the NHS, caring, compassionate, praising the spirit level, that wonderful book. Promised never to harm disabled children. Even then, he couldn't win. How the hell is he going to win next time? I think if you look at the state of disarray that his government has been in, even in its own terms of failing to deliver the things it wants to deliver and promised it would, and considerably more chaos in the second half to come, I think if you look at the economy first, that's the most important one, to miss their targets so badly by so much, to be spreading the cuts out till 2018. That's a catastrophic miss. As a result, Labour is only marginally behind the Tories at the moment on who best to run the economy. I don't think it's going to be all that difficult to turn that around with optimistic talk about growth, work, jobs, bringing back the Future Jobs Fund. Think how well the New Deal went when Labour came in last time and turned around the unemployment situation. I think when you look at benefits, they thought they were going to stick it to Labour last week. They thought this was the great elephant trap that Labour would be forced to decide. Well, I'm rather glad Labour was forced to decide, and it jumped. And as it did so, all of a sudden, even Linton Crosby was sending messages out saying to the Tories, watch out, don't be too nasty. Even he sensed that something was changing in the air. When Linton Crosby says, don't be too nasty, you know they've gone too far. I think there are going to be very tough choices about benefit. But in the meantime, I'm just going to focus on benefit for my last few minutes. What we've got coming ahead is the council tax fiasco. When they try to collect from April council tax from people who've never paid it before, bailiffs at the door, councils running out of money because they won't be able to collect it. The work programme already in deep trouble. Some of those companies are going to go bust. Universal credit, well, I can't find any experts who actually think it's going to work or work as it should or work as Ian Duncan Smith has hugely oversold it. In April come really devastating cuts. When disability cuts come in, 2/3 of children lose their disability allowances. When 90,000 people currently who get mobility money lose it, and mobility scooters and cars are being repossessed, I don't know what people are going to feel about disability cuts, but I think that the line is going to change. Oh, we didn't mean people like them. And the scroungers versus strivers has been, you know, clever up till now, but I don't think it's going to survive the sort of stories that every Labour MP sees in all their surgeries. Increasingly, I sat with Robert Halfon the other day. You know, the stories he was getting in his surgery as I sat beside him were shockers about housing benefit and other cuts to come. I think increasingly Tories are going to realise themselves that they've gone too far and not know how to get out of it. The housing evictions are going to be dreadful. The stories will tell themselves, but Labour needs to now realise it's just quoting the facts, the figures, the statistics won't be enough, gets you through a debate in the Commons, but you actually need to start telling those heart-rending stories that all of them are seeing. I believe that enough people, not the 30% who are always going to be Tory, but enough of the other voters will be shocked by what they see over the coming year, and Labour shouldn't be fritted.